In session, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Nick Thompson from Fox 2 News in St. Louis has been granted permission to take videos and photos in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reading of Senate bills for first reading. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 545, offered by Senator Richard, an act relating to historic buildings. Senate Bill 456, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to civil procedure in tort claims. Senate Bill 547, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to industrial hemp. Senate Bill 548, an act relating to agricultural land values. Senate Bill 549, an act relating to job training. Senate Bill 550, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation. Senate Bill 551, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation. Senate Bill 552, an act relating to official misconduct. Senate Bill 553, an act relating to municipal courts. Senate Bill 554, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties. Senate Bill 555, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 556, an act relating to the operation of motorcycles and motor tricycles. Senate Bill 557, an act relating to a tax credit for charitable contributions to certain organizations. Senate Bill 558, an act relating to contaminated homes. Senate Bill 559, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 560, an act relating to racial bias in policing. Senate Bill 561, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Senate Bill 562.
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order for the secretaries to be able to do their work. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 562, an act relating to the Medicaid Global Waiver. Senate Bill 563, an act relating to Missouri RX Plan. Senate Bill 564, an act relating to public utilities. Senate Bill 565, an act relating to educational scholarships. Senate Bill 566, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Bill 567, an act relating to funds for certain vulnerable populations. Senate Bill 568, an act relating to the salaries of elected official or elected county officers. Senate Bill 569, an act relating to immunity for trustees. Senate Bill 567, an act relating to workers' compensation for firefighters. Senate Bill 571, an act relating to high school graduation requirements. Senate Bill 572, an act relating to public utilities. Senate Bill 573, an act relating to income tax deductions for military personnel. Senate Bill 574, an act relating to sexual assault reporting in long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 575, an act relating to the accreditation of managed care plans. Senate Bill 576, an act relating to course access in education. Senate Bill 577, an act relating to higher education. Senate Bill 578, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and at-will employees. Senate Bill 579, an act relating to certain crimes against emergency service providers. Senate Bill 580, an act relating to publication of legal notices. Senate Bill 581, an act relating to security deposits held by landlords. Senate Bill 582, an act relating to personal information data of students. Senate Bill 583, an act relating to boarding of prisoners. Senate Bill 584, an act relating to the display of Civil War property. Senate Bill 585, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 586, an act relating to the establishment of the Joint Committee on Disaster Preparedness. Senate Bill 587, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 588, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 589, an act relating to penalties for the offense of delivery of controlled substances containing heroin. Senate Bill 590, an act relating to historic buildings. Senate Bill 591, an act relating to tax credits for low-income housing. Senate Bill 592, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 593, an act relating to financial solvency of insurance companies. Senate Bill 594, an act relating to insurance markets for commercial insurance. Senate Bill 595, an act relating to repealing the death penalty. Senate Bill 596, an act relating to time limitations for filing certain claims for damages. Senate Bill 597, an act relating to chiropractic services. Senate Bill 598, an act relating to the Department of Transportation Utility Corridor. Senate Bill 599, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 600, an act relating to professional employer organizations. Senate Bill 601, an act relating to fee schedules for purposes of covering injuries compensable under workers' compensation laws. Senate Bill 602, an act relating to public labor organizations. Senate Bill 603, an act relating to course access in education. Senate Bill 604, an act relating to human trafficking hotline posters. Senate Bill 605, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory housing practices. Senate Bill 606, an act relating to tax credit for emergency generator upgrades. Senate Bill 607, an act relating to leave from employment. Senate Bill 608, an act relating to civil liability due to criminal conduct. Senate Bill 609, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill number 610, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Senate Bill 611, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 612, an act relating to educational scholarships. Senate Bill 613, an act relating to the practice of hair braiding. Senate Bill 614, an act relating to lobbyist expenditures. Senate Bill 615, an act relating to an errand income tax credit. Senate Bill 616, an act relating to disclosure of privileged information obtained during a peer support counseling session. Senate Bill 617, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 618, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 619, an act relating to major interstate infrastructure. Senate Bill 620, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 621, an act relating to workers' compensation for firefighters. Senate Bill 622, an act relating to electric shock drowning prevention. Senate Bill 623, an act relating to foreclosure procedures. Senate Bill 624, an act relating to outdoor advertising. Senate Bill 625, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions. Senate Bill 626, an act relating to distribution of petroleum products. Senate Bill 627, an act relating to agriculture. Senate Bill 628, an act relating to retirement benefits for employees of soil and water districts. Senate Bill 629, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senate Bill 630, an act relating to industrial development projects. Senate Bill 631, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations. Senate Bill 632, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations. Senate Bill 633, an act relating to the duties and functions of the Joint Committee on Legislative Research. Senate Bill 634, an act relating to a sales tax for early childhood education programs. Senate Bill 635, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 636, an act relating to increasing the number of contracts awarded to women's and minority business enterprises. Senate Bill 637, an act relating to the minimum wage. Senate Bill 638, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senate Bill 639, an act relating to association health insurance policies. Senate Bill 640, an act relating to sunscreen. Senate Bill 641, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violating protection orders. Senate Bill 642, an act relating to rate making for public utilities. Senate Bill 643, an act relating to school report cards. Senate Bill 644, an act relating to unclaimed property. Senate Bill 645, an act relating to child custody arrangements. Senate Bill 646, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses. Senate Bill 647, an act related to investigations of elder abuse. Senate Bill 648, an act relating to gifted education. Senate Bill 649, an act relating to the per ton fee for using explosive. Senate Bill 650, an act relating to expenditures from a county's special road and bridge tax. Senate Bill 651, an act relating to video recorders used by law enforcement agencies. Senate Bill 652, an act relating to the Office of Sheriff of the City of St. Louis. Senate Bill 653, an act relating to the Sheriff of the City of St. Louis. Senate Bill 654, an act relating to the collection of biological samples from individuals arrested for felony offenses. Senate Bill 655, an act relating to statutes of limitation for certain offenses against a child. Senate Bill 656, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 657, an act relating to landowner obligations to control brush growing adjacent to county roads. Senate Bill 658, an act relating to municipally owned utilities. Senate Bill 659, an act relating to grants to assist in financing certain utility projects. Senate Bill 660, an act relating to employees working in certain mental health facilities. Senate Bill 661, an act relating to persons committed to the Department of Mental Health due to the lack of mental fitness to stand trial. Senate Bill 662, an act relating to public safety education. Senate Bill 663, an act relating to land clearance projects. Senate Bill 664, an act relating to intoxicating liquor licenses. Senate Bill 665, an act relating to vaccines in the county, in the office of county commissioner. Senate Bill 666, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship. Senate Bill 667, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 668, an act relating to virtual school transparency. Senate Bill 669, an act relating to campaign finance. Senate Bill 670, an act relating to pregnancy-related services. Senate Bill 671, an act relating to abortion.
The Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order for the secretaries to be able to do their job. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill number 672, an act relating to guardianship. Senate Bill 673, an act relating to education. Senate Bill 674, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 675, an act relating to the Champion for Children tax credit. Senate Bill 676, an act relating to not-for-profit entities. Senate Bill 677, an act relating to the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 678, an act relating to joint and several liability. Senate Bill 679, an act relating to certain allowances for the timely remittance of taxes. Senate Bill 680, an act relating to the minimum wage. Senate Bill 681, an act relating to school instruction in Braille. Senate Bill 682, an act relating to virtual education. Senate Bill 683, an act relating to transportation of cranes. Senate Bill 684, an act relating to the creation of sub-districts in certain school districts. Senate Bill 685, an act relating to the election of board members to streetlight maintenance districts. Senate Bill number 686, an act relating to the investment of policies of public entities. Senate Bill 687, an act relating to the allocation of monies to school districts, professionals, development committees. Senate Bill 688, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 689, an act relating to residence restrictions for sex offenders. Senate Bill 690, an act relating to the physical privacy of students. Senate Bill 691, an act relating to administrative law procedures. Senate Bill 692, an act relating to municipal ordinance violations. Senate Bill 693, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian or conservator for certain persons. Senate Bill number 694, an act relating to the Senior Services Growth and Development Program. Senate Bill 695, relating to an act relating to the appointment of a teacher representative to the State Board of Education. Senate Bill number 696, an act relating to career and technical education. Senate Bill number 697, an act relating to bingo. Senate Bill number 698, an act relating to the labeling of genetically modified food. Senate Bill 699, an act relating to the Mo Health Net buy-in for workers with disabilities program. Senate Bill 700, an act relating to the employment practices relating to gender. Senate Bill 701, an act relating to tax credits for the rehabilitation of historic structures. Senate Bill 702, an act relating to the public availability of voter records. Senate Bill 703, an act relating to state bidding for certain entities. Senate Bill 704, an act relating to political subdivisions. Senate Bill 705, an act relating to rate adjustments outside of general rate proceedings for certain public utilities. Senate Bill 706, an act relating to the fee collected at the time of sale for lead acid batteries. Senate Bill 707, an act relating to vehicle sales. Senate Bill 708, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibility. Senate Bill 709, an act relating to travel hardships of public school pupils. Senate Bill 710, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood, alcohol, or drug content. Senate Bill 711, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons. Senate Bill 712, an act relating to child care facilities. Senate Bill 713, an act relating to Mo Health Net services. Senate Bill 714, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 715, an act relating to records involving the care and custody of children. Senate Bill 716, an act relating to law enforcement animals. Senate Bill 717, an act relating to the establishment of a deer season holiday. Senate Bill 718, an act relating to maintenance medication. Senate Bill 719, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 720, an act relating to the disclosure of information on random hazards to buyers of residential real property. Senate Bill 721, an act relating to statute of limitations for certain claims under workers' compensation laws. Senate Bill 722, an act relating to a prescription drug importation study. Senate Bill 723, an act relating to sepsis protocols. Senate Bill 724, an act relating to a ban on certain selective abortions. Senate Bill 725, an act relating to academic freedom of expression. Senate Bill 726, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities. Senate Bill 727, an act relating to the Comprehensive State Energy Plan. Senate Bill 728, an act relating to early childhood education. Senate Bill 729, an act relating to monies charged during a coroner's inquest. Senate Bill 730, an act relating to rate making for gas corporations. Senate Bill 731, an act relating to Mo Health Net services. Senate Bill 732, an act relating to the exemption from attachment of a person's interest in proceeds from a personal injury claim. Senate Bill 733, an act relating to psychology interjurisdictional compact. Senate Bill 734, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel. Senate Bill 735, an act relating to workers' compensation premiums. Senate Bill 736, an act relating to prohibiting the conditioning of eligibility for certain contracts on a bidder's experience modification factor. Senate Bill 737, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances. Senate Bill 738, an act relating to consumer credit interest rates. Senate Bill 739, an act relating to unpaid leave for victims of certain crimes. Senate Bill 740, an act relating to the court disclosing certain consequences prior to accepting a guilty plea. Senate Bill 741, an act relating to vaccines. Senate Bill 742, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses. Senate Bill 743, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of 7 director school districts. Senate Bill 744, an act relating to comparable health care service incentive programs. Senate Bill 745, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses in collaborative agreements. Senate Bill 746, an act relating to animal chiropractic practitioners. Senate Bill 747, an act relating to retirement benefits for elected officials. Senate Bill 748, an act relating to minimum prison terms. Senate Bill 749, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices. Senate Bill 750, an act relating to the filing of false documents. Senate Bill 751, an act relating to mandatory arbitration in tort claims against the Department of Transportation. Senate Bill 752, an act relating to boat passengers. Senate Bill 753, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Senate Bill 754, an act relating to benefit corporations. Senate Bill 755, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices. Senate Bill 756, an act relating to county recording fees. Senate Bill 757, an act relating to bi-state metropolitan development district. Senate Bill 758, an act relating to intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 759, an act relating to tuition at public higher education institutions. Senate Bill 760, an act relating to mandatory influenza vaccinations. Senate Bill 761, an act relating to poaching. Senate Bill 762, an act relating to a program for the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances. Senate Bill 763, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 764, an act relating to free application for federal student aid. Senate Bill 765, an act relating to reports issued by the state auditor. Senate Bill 766, an act relating to the operation of certain motor vehicles on the shoulder of the roadway. Senate Bill 767, an act relating to video lottery. Senate Bill 768, an act relating to property taxation of telephone companies. Senate Bill 769, an act relating to financial transactions involving public entities. Senate Bill 770, an act relating to contracts executed by counties. Senate Bill 771, an act relating to restrictions on the use of payroll deduction options for public employees. Senate Bill 772, an act relating to early childhood education funds. Senate Bill 773, an act relating to income tax for certain non-residents. Senate Bill 774, an act relating to vacancies in certain elected offices. Senate Bill 775, an act related to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senate Bill 776, an act relating to the administration of vaccines. Senate Bill 777, an act relating to reimbursement for the cost of incarcerating certain prisoners. Senate Bill 778, an act relating to an insurer's liability in an interpleader action. Senate Bill 779, an act to long-term care, relating to long-term care certificates of need. Senate Bill 780, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities. Senate Bill 781, an act relating to professional licenses. Senate Bill 782, an act relating to fees assessed by the Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 783, an act relating to the establishment of Missouri Promise Scholarship Program. Senate Bill 784, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communications devices while operating a motor vehicle. Senate Bill 785, an act relating to student mental health at public institutions of higher education. Senate Bill 786, an act relating to freedom to disclosure information about public employers. Senate Bill 787, an act relating to the Missouri Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Senate Bill 788, an act relating to education about human sexuality. Senate Bill 789, an act relating to the Missouri Care Counts Program. Senate Bill 790, an act relating to the registering of roofing contractors. Senate Bill 791, an act relating to the offense of involuntary manslaughter. Senate Bill 792, an act relating to expungement of criminal records involving the offense of prostitution. Senate Bill number 793, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings. Senate Bill 794, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments. Senate Bill 795, an act relating to termination of parental rights. Senate Bill 796, an act relating to the licensure of psychologists. Senate Bill 797, an act relating to animals. Senate Bill 798, an act relating to libraries. Senate Bill 799, an act relating to consumer credit protection for protected persons. Senate Bill 800, an act relating to juvenile court proceedings. Senate Bill 801, an act relating to minimum wage. Senate Bill 802, an act relating to women's and minority business enterprises. Senate Bill 803, an act relating to pregnant or postpartum offenders in custody. Senate Bill 804, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations. Senate Bill 805, an act relating to the ability of minors to contract for certain purposes. Senate Bill 806, an act relating to the appointment of a guardian or conservator for certain persons. Senate Bill 807, an act relating to higher education. Senate Bill 808, an act relating to the transfer of intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 809, an act relating to service of process after the statute of limitations has expired for filing an action. Senate Bill 810, an act relating to school budget transparency. Senate Bill 811, an act relating to automated driving systems. Senate Bill 812, an act relating to disabled veteran license plates. Senate Bill 813, an act relating to the offense of peace disturbance. Senate Bill 814, an act relating to driver's licenses for persons who are deaf or hard of hearing. Senate Bill 815, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards. Senate Bill 816, an act relating to the civil penalty for violating certain underground facility safety standards. Senate Bill 817, an act relating to the disposition of impounded animals. Senate Bill 818, an act relating to Medicaid per diem reimbursement rates. Senate Bill 819, an act relating to foster care. Senate Bill 820, an act relating to broadband communication services provided by rural electric cooperatives. Senate Bill 821, an act relating to the Missouri State Board of Nursing. Senate Bill 822, an act relating to the admissibility of the use of a safety belt as evidence of comparative negligence. Senate Bill 823, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Water Laws. Senate Bill 824, an act relating to nurses. Senate Bill 825, an act relating to limitations on prescribing opioids. Senate Bill 826, an act relating to the disposal of unused controlled substances. Senate Bill 827, an act relating to vital records. Senate Bill 828, an act relating to discriminatory policing. Senate Bill 829, an act relating to the Missouri State Board of Accountancy. Senate Bill 830, an act relating to unlawful activity on nuclear power plant property. Senate Bill 831, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and at-will employees. Senate Bill 832, an act relating to civil actions. Senate Bill 833, an act relating to electric vehicle charging stations. Senate Bill 834, an act relating to alcohol trade practices. Senate Bill 835, an act relating to the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 836, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 837, an act relating to the deployment of wireless facilities. Senate Bill 838, an act relating to transportation of school children. Senate Bill 839, an act relating to social innovation grant program. Senate Bill 840, an act relating to dietitians. Senate Bill 841, an act relating to intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 842, an act relating to transportation. Senate Bill 843, an act relating to the existence of certain state administrative board and commissions. Senate Bill 844, an act relating to the appointment power of the director of the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 845, an act relating to the task force of the prevention of sexual abuse of children. Senate Bill 846, an act relating to suicide prevention training of healthcare professionals. Senate Bill 847, an act relating to traffic enforcement. Senate Bill 848, an act relating to the Board of Certification of Interpreters. Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to the Conservation Commission. Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to reauthorization of a sales tax dedicated to conservation purposes. Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to a recall election for the St. Louis County Executive. Senate Joint Resolution 22, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Joint Resolution 23, an act relating to property tax exemptions for veterans. Senate Joint Resolution 24, an act relating to the Missouri General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 25, an act relating to bingo. Senate Joint Resolution 26, an act relating to financial disclosure for entities engaging in certain political campaign activities. Senate Joint Resolution 27, an act relating to members of the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 28, an act relating to nonpartisan court plan. Senate Joint Resolution 29, an act relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 30, an act relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 31, an act relating to the state budget. Senate Joint Resolution 32, an act relating to compensation adjustments appropriated by the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 33, an act relating to the appropriation of state money.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order business of first reading of, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. Resolutions. Senator from the 31st.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your... Oh, I'm sorry. We're not on concurrent resolutions. We will be coming to concurrent resolutions. We're on the order of business of resolutions. Resolutions. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the senator will go to the business of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Barton. What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. And has your resolution been distributed? And do you ask for a waiver of the reading of it? It will be printed in the journal, Senator. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
I ask for a waiver of the reading.
The reading will be waived. Senator, do you?
I ask that it be printed in the journal. Thank you.
It will be printed in the journal, Senator. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a resolution, and I ask that it be printed in a journal. But I would like to have it read. Thank you.
A concurrent resolution, Senator?
Yes,
concurrent resolution. You have a concurrent resolution. Please send your concurrent resolution forward. And you are requesting it be read.
I thought I said it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution, the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 29, offered by Senator Nasheed. Whereas the St. Louis Public School District has been under the authority of a special administrative board since 2007, and whereas the special administrative board is set to expire in 2019, and whereas this transfer in administrative authority was intended to be temporary, and whereas on a date set by the State Board of Education, any district operating under the governance of a special administrative board shall return to local governance and continue operation as a school district as otherwise authorized by law. And whereas the St. Louis Public School District has shown a strong improvement in annual performance report scores over this last several years, and whereas the transition back to an elected board will allow for more local input and control. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate 99th General Assembly, second regular session, the House of Representatives concurring therein, hereby create the Joint Committee on the Transition of the St. Louis Public School District, and be it further resolved that the mission of the Joint Committee shall be to fully consider and make recommendations in a report to the General Assembly on 1. Transitioning the St. Louis Public School District from the Special Administration Board back to an elected school board, and be it further resolved that the Joint Committee be authorized to call upon any department, office, division, or agency of this state to assist in gathering information pursuant to its objective, and be it further resolved that the Joint Committee shall be composed of 1. 5 members of the Senate and 5 members of the House of Representatives, with no more than 3 members of either chamber being of one party. The Senate members of the Joint Committee shall be appointed by the President pro tem of the Senate, and the House of Representatives members shall be appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And 2, the members of the Special Administrative Board, and 3, the members of the elected school board of the St. Louis Public School District, and be it further resolved that the Joint Committee shall select either a chairperson or co-chairpersons, 1 of whom shall be a member of the Senate and 1 a member of the House of Representatives. A majority of the members shall constitute a quorum, and be it further resolved that the Joint Committee may hold hearings as it deems advisable and may obtain any input or information necessary to fulfill its obligations, and be it further resolved that the staff of Senate Research and House Research shall provide such legal, research, clerical, technical, and bill drafting services as the Joint Committee may require in the performance of its duties. And be it further resolved that the Joint Committee, its members, and any staff assigned to the committee shall receive reimbursement for their actual and necessary expenses incurred in attending meetings of the committee. And be it further resolved that the chairperson or co-chairpersons of the Joint Committee shall call an organizational meeting within 15 days of the adoption of this resolution. And be it further resolved that the Joint Committee shall terminate by either a majority of members voting for termination or by December 31st, 2018, whichever occurs first. On the date of termination, the Joint Committee shall deliver a report of findings and recommendations to the General Assembly. And be it further resolved that the Joint Committee is authorized to function during the legislative interim between the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly and the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly through December 31st, 2018, as authorized by State versus Atterbury, 300 Southwest 2nd, 806, Missouri, 1957.
That concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. We are on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Current resolution. Senator from the 27th, what purpose do you rise? Please send your resolutions forward. And Senator, are you asking for a waiver of the reading? All right. Madam Secretary, please read the first, I'm sorry. Both of them will be printed in the journal. Both concurrent resolutions will be printed in the journal. We are on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills. Mr. President.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of introductions of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your A bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 849, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to prohibiting public entities from contracting with companies discriminating against Israel.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 27th, what purpose do you rise? You have five bills. Please send your five bills forward. And Senator, are you asking for a waiver of the reading? Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 850, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to investigations of child abuse and neglect.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 851, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to juvenile court orders.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 852, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to dental insurance.
Madam Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 853, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the prohibition on political subdivisions from regulating auxiliary containers.
Madam Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 854, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to emergency communication services.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the ninth, what purpose do you rise? Please send your four bills forward. And are you requesting a waiver of the reading? Please send your bills forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 855, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the duties of the State Board of Education.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 856, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the public school retirement system of Kansas City.
Madam Secretary, please read a third bill.
Senate Bill number 857, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the placement of children.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 858, an act, or introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to investigations of child abuse or neglect.
Introduction of bills. We are on the order of business of introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order business of announcements.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. 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 Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. Stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stands adjourned under the rules.